The Senate vote revives the so-called roundtable bill created in a collaboration between animal rights advocates and hunting and farming groups last year. The bill largely preserves wolf protections in the state, but allows landowners to shoot wolves caught attacking domestic animals. Livestock owners later withdrew their support, saying they need more discretion to shoot problem wolves. This year, the Department of Natural Resources offered a new compromise plan intended to placate agriculture and livestock interests. It would allow landowners to shoot wolves on their property or have the wolves trapped in the southern two-thirds of the state. The new proposal seemed to have the support of many legislators, so the roundtable bill's reappearance offended some rural lawmakers.
If you vote the bill that what's before you, this bill is doomed. Even if it goes out of here, it's doomed.
DFL Senator Bob Lassard of International Falls, who supports wolf hunting and trapping, says even his support for the new compromise bill is a stretch, since northern Minnesota ranchers and farmers say it won't help them.
The Department of Natural Resources, I do not agree with even what they came forward with. But I said, okay, we can live with this.
DFL Senator Leroy Stumpf of Thief River Falls planned to introduce the new DNR plan, but never got the chance. He says the compromise plan takes a middle-of-the-road approach, less likely to provoke lawsuits by livestock growers.
So we have a management plan that's acceptable to the court. It should be acceptable to the landowners because we'll deal where there's problems, we can take care of it, but that wasn't adopted.
Some lawmakers say the more wolf-friendly bill was adopted to create room for discussion with the House in conference committee. The House bill allows a hunting season for wolves, something DNR Deputy Commissioner Steve Morse says will be a problem in negotiations.
Well, we're going to have to get a side-by-side comparison, but clearly the statewide hunting that's included in the House bill are things that are going to have to be worked on.
With the House and Senate at opposite ends of the spectrum, Morse says the new DNR plan could become a logical compromise.
Well, we feel that the package we proposed earlier this year is very much in the middle between these two proposals, and clearly we'll be very happy if we come out with something very similar to that.
In order for the wolf to be removed from the endangered species list, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must be convinced the state plan is sound and won't drastically reduce the wolf population. Environmentalists want the wolf delisted in order to show the Endangered Species Act can really bring animals back from the brink. Landowners want the wolf delisted so federal restrictions can be relaxed. Republican Gary Leidig of Stillwater, who sponsored the roundtable bill, says he's been reminding lawmakers to keep their focus on the goal they share, returning the wolf to state control.
And I think once the House understands that state management is a result of delisting, and delisting is a result of a complicated, narrow federal process, I think we're going to make some progress. We will have a wolf management plan this session.
House and Senate leaders will appoint a conference committee to reconcile the competing wolf plans in the next few days. At the Capitol, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.